This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, set hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, the country's only Australian full-time radio correspondent. And what is the outlook for USA Prepares? The outlook for USA Prepares? If you want to contact us, USAprepares at Outlook.com. USAprepares at Outlook.com. You can send me an email. It comes to me. And I'll do my best to read and respond to everyone. And why am I saying this? Because time is very short. We have no knowledge about what the outlook for USA Prepares is at this moment. It could be very, very short. It could be hours. It could be maybe longer than that. I'm serious, class. That's why I was so angry that I pulled the switch and let you know that the old former company, Republic Broadcasting Network, as I believe it was, needs to be fixed. It needs transparency. And you deserve to know where your money's going. And you have no idea. Right now you believe that's going to where you think it's going. But you don't know, because nobody is accountable. Nobody. Gwyneth, I put the notes up for the WikiLeaks that Rich told you about. You'll see it on Ron Gibson's BitChute channel, BitChute, Ron Gibson. You'll see the notes under USA Prepares today, today's class. Gwyneth, you and I are working on a project together. We've never met. Complete trust. We've never met. And I think time is so short, we might want to... It's up to you. Your call. Do you want to mention what it is? We don't have to. I'm leaving it in your court. I'm suggesting you consider it.
The book. The book. That's... You know, we were working on putting a book together to basically share with the class, whoever wants to, get a preparedness lifestyle happening. This is not a prepper lifestyle. This is not a bunker in the bottom of the garden lifestyle. This is a lifestyle where no matter what happens, you're going to be okay, all right? Now, for example, I mentioned that, I got very little income coming from this farm. But what I do have is I have a pot of soup boiling on my stove at the moment as I speak. The stove is heated from wood that I gathered, and there's enough of a supply of wood out there in the forest to keep me going ad infinitum. I've been here for almost 9 years, 9 years next February, and I haven't run out of wood yet. And there's still more wood because every time a strong wind blows, more wood falls from the sky, meaning from the trees, okay, because it's a eucalyptus forest and these trees drop their branches. And I know that when there's a high wind blowing, but I better not go walking in the forest. I better find something else to do other than walking in the forest. When the wind dies down, I'll go up there, and sure enough, there'll be just branches lying on the ground. So I can go and chop them up and collect them and bring them down to the house and, you know, have more wood. That's an example. That pot of soup is about 90% of the ingredients in that pot of soup come from food that I have raised myself in my own garden. And within 6 months, the equivalent pot of soup will be 100% of the ingredients will be food that has come from food that I've raised myself. And the last cog to go in place is going to be meat. And I've only just figured out in the last year how to do the meat thing. But I'm working on getting my livestock numbers up so that I can do the meat. So the animals at the moment, they're not being slaughtered for meat yet. I'm building up my breeding stock. And when that happens, I will be able to do 100% of my food from my own farm. And, you know, probably just in time for the world to fall apart, I would say. Now, this is an example of the preparedness lifestyle. It has taken me almost 9 years to get to where I am, where I've got fruit trees, a vegetable garden, chickens, and a water supply that is going to be able to irrigate it all, and a house water supply, a house electrical supply, all off-grid. But what I have not been able to do, and from this is not something that is unique to me, this is something that we've talked about multiple times, where you've got safety, as in where you are living in a place that is not a place that is infested with crime, you don't have income opportunities there. You can go to a city, a place which is crime infested, falling apart, polluted, people literally getting their homes destroyed by bandits. So you'll have income and you'll have expensive real estate. But you'll have income and you have expensive real estate. You have high crime, but you won't have any safety. You won't have any assurance that you can meet your own needs from your own resources into the future. This is what we've been saying for years, that you can move into an area which is a clean, you know, which is an area, you know, maybe buy, like I did, maybe buy a rundown farm that nobody, you know, just a rundown house or a rundown farm, and you spend almost a decade fixing it to the point where you can live there. You can do that. Anyone can do that. And you won't starve when the apocalypse hits. And we don't have a decade into the future. But if you've got more financial resources, then you can do it more quickly. You know, this is what we've been talking about for years. And we were going to be working on a book project to show people some of the practical things that you can do to establish this sort of lifestyle, like how you can establish a water catchment on a farm. I trained as an environmental scientist at the University of Melbourne. I trained with some of the top scientists in the country, top geologists, top environmental scientists, hydrologists, these household names in the field, top top, top scientist. You don't get any better scientist than I was trained by. Tim Flannery. You know, people love him or hate him, but he is a brilliant scientist. You know, I don't agree with his climate theory, by the way, but, you know, most of the rest of what he had to say was absolutely spot on. And I had, you know, gosh, how much? I would have lectures with him for about 4 days of the week, and each lecture was 2 or 3 hours long. So that's, let's say 4 times 3, that's about between 9 and 12 hours, 8 and 12 hours of lectures with Tim Flannery a week for 2 years. This is it. And Professor Ian Plimer was another one of my lecturers. And when I wasn't in class with Tim Flannery, I was in class with Ian Plimer. And when I wasn't in class with either of them, when I was in class with Bruce Pascoe, who is an extremely prominent Australian ecologist, indigenous environmental scientist. Yeah, I've got limited time. We were going to work on a book project together to teach people how to put this sort of life together. But I think we've run out of time, Vincent. I really do.
Well, that's why I gave out the email address.
That's why I'm saying this.
Yeah, we're very serious. You've never heard this tone before, class, from us.
Yeah.
We're tough. We're tough, but this is life and death for us. And
the Corolla is really about to hit the propeller, and we're not kidding. Another thing that I studied when I was at university, and I've been studying it ever since, my research life did not end when I graduated from Melbourne University with a Bachelor of Science degree. That was not the end of my research life. In some ways, it was just the beginning. That taught me how to research. But one of the main things that I've been studying in all the years, I graduated in 1999 from Melbourne University. And from then until now, so that's what, 23 years? 22, 23 years or whatever. I've been studying collapse and what happens when a society goes into collapse mode. And now I've gone from studying it academically to watching it happen in front of me. And I am at the moment. You know, when you get in the movie where the submarine has got a leak and the sirens go off and it's like, no, 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 no. That's what it's like. I'm really serious, especially here in Victoria. I'm not going to have a New Year's celebration here in Victoria. I don't know many people that really are. We're not going to be saying, yay, 2022, let's go into the future. People around here are going to be like, oh, no, another year. What is going to be happening here? We are heading into Mad Max apocalyptic mode here in Victoria in the new year. And that is, you know, I'm talking about Road Warrior. That is my prediction of what 2022 has got in store for us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So here's what the difference is, class. Gwyneth mentioned that she was trained by top scientists at the University of Melbourne. Well, I went to a university here in the United States. It was one step below Ivy League. I worked my way through the university. I worked 15 to 18 hours a week at night as a student marshal. And I was also trained by some of the top scientists in the country. I had the privilege of being trained by Isaac Asimov, nuclear physicist. Carl Sagan, astrophysicist. Stanton Friedman, nuclear physicist. Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. And, you know, Ricky Rocket, of course. And many, many, many others. We actually, believe it or not, class, we a lot of us have general education, general knowledge. And what I've done is I've invited people who I think are the best in the world to teach. We have the best survival economics class, domestic engineering class in the world. Kathy, Sharon, the best dissecting of current events with automobile information with Kyle, Captain John Reagan, Dr. Norm Shealy, Rick with his machine gun approach to blasting out current events. Got Bert, who's a patent holder, a researcher. He fixes the problems that, and I won't name the names, the biggest telecommunications companies in the world can't figure out. They call him. And we've got Greg, who ran a radio station. He put us on, USA Prepares, on his radio station in Utah until the radio station was taken over. And he teaches about water, and he's a survivalist. Meaning, not a skinhead, someone who's figured out how to survive with very little. Gwyneth mentioned buying a rundown farm. She did that. We did that. My family and I did that. And when she said a decade to fix it up, she's a lot faster than we are. We're not done. And we've been working on it for 16 years. We're still not done. And there's no end in sight.
I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
Or maybe just at the cusp within the next year where it's going to meet my food needs.
Gwyneth talked about a water catchment system. I finished ours last weekend. Two IBC totes, 330 gallons apiece, stacked, insulated, cleaned out. They had they were used for food grade products, $75 apiece. They're in place. They're in place to pump water out of the well into that system. If the well doesn't work, there's a collection system from the roof. I have to build the filtering system for it. But it's plumbed. It's plumbed so that water can come into the house. So it's higher, it's overhead. And it's protected. So I want to mention one other thing. I want to talk about loyalty. Over the years, I told you that John Stadtmiller was... I have a few very good friends. Actually, I have less now. I've lost two, Kurt Wilson and John Stadtmiller. Over the years, I've been to John's house. He's been to my house. Kind of like living... He kind of liked living at our house. I'm talking about Stadtmiller. And over the years... he's hinted around the edges. You know, he wanted to bring me and USA Prepares over to Republic Broadcasting Network many times. He's hinted around the edges. And every time I said, well, you know, I can hear what you're saying. I'm flattered, I'm honored, but I'm loyal to GCN, Genesis Communications Network. They have never told me what to say. They've never criticized me. They've never told me what to do. They have been nothing but outstanding to me and the faculty and the broadcast. I'm staying with Genesis Communications Network. So loyalty is important to me. Being independent is important to me. Not being manipulated by people paying your mortgage is important to me. Not being manipulated by, you know, advertisers is important to me. There are advertisements on USA Prepares, but they're not ours. They belong to the network. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As new leadership in many cities across America have been soft on crime, many criminals are enjoying a whirlwind of theft and violence without many repercussions for their actions. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana points out the obvious on Fox News.
The president could start, I think many members of Congress already have, by talking straight up to the American people and say, stop disrespecting the police. And then say, stop defunding the police. The truth is that most cops will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff. So don't do illegal stuff. But what you allow is what will continue. If you don't arrest criminals, if you don't prosecute criminals, if you don't incarcerate criminals when they deserve it, crime is going to go up.
President Biden has high hopes.
President Joe Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee holiday party on Tuesday night and expressed optimism that his party will prevail in next year's midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event and called Biden, quote, the perfect president. Many political analysts expect Republicans to roll up victories in House elections next November. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just want to mention, class, that if anyone needs to call me, and if you happen to have my telephone number, I will not be able to take calls immediately after the broadcast. I will be on the phone with the hospital regarding our daughter's condition and what we need to do and prognosis and those kinds of things. So I will not, as much as I'd like to, I cannot take any calls immediately after the broadcast. I wanted to mention something about the book. And I've been saying that I've been writing a book, and I have. And it's in handwritten form. It's in many, many notebooks, and it's tips and things that I've learned over, you know, 70 years or so. And I wanted to share it, but I thought maybe I'd publish it. And I thought, no, you know, I despise the trolls and these parasites on the Internet so much. I don't want the information out there because I don't want them to have it. Well, as time was getting shorter and I could feel it, I had a discussion with Gwyneth, and she said she was writing another book on the post-apocalypse. And I said, Gwyneth, why don't we do this? Why don't we write the book together? And we can take, you know, my book and your book, and we can put it together. And we decided we weren't going to announce it until, you know, it was done, because we didn't want to say, you know, it's coming. But time is so short that we decided right here on the air. Gwyneth had no idea what I was going to say when I said that. She had no idea. I put her right on the spot, and she had to make a decision as to whether she was going to say, Vinny, don't talk about it, or whether she was going or whether she was going to tell you. And I left it up to her. And so the book is, if there are any profits, we're going to split it. We're working on it together. Gwyneth is a brilliant writer, and you know, she's going to take whatever I've written and make it comprehensible and
polish it.
Yeah, and yeah. And we're going to review each other's work, and the plan is to publish it. So, if you're interested in ever, when we're done with it, if you're interested in getting notified, because we have no idea where we're going to be. I'm not kidding. USA Prepares at Outlook.com. USA, Prepares at Outlook.com. Now, I'm not trying to sell you something, because I don't know. Actually, I can't even say that it will be finished. I can't say that. If I had a copy in my hand, I could say that. I've got the notes. Gwyneth has her notes. She can type probably 50 times faster than I can. But we do have a way of sending the, you know, the chapters back and forth and the notes, etc. And that's what we're going to do. It will be encrypted. So, you know, those who want to steal it, lots of luck. But our plan is to have it, and you know, I was thinking of a title, and you know, lessons from Vinny. That was from my side of it, right? And you know, lessons from Vinny. Another, where is it now? I mean, this is tongue in cheek. Thoughts from the most fired guy on radio. Yeah. But you know, that's tongue in cheek. yeah. Yeah, I think I've been fired. Actually, now I think it's 8 times. 8. Up to this moment. It could be more. Gwyneth, so did I describe that accurately, how we decided to do the book?
Yeah. And, you know, it might still be published. It depends on how much interest there is from people out there in the class as well, because how I am at the moment, basically every spare moment, you know, apart from things like cooking and doing dishes and, you know, washing clothes and all of that, every spare moment is me going out there on the farm, putting in garden beds, putting in animal pens so that I can expand my little herd, putting in all of this sort of thing, so that when it inevitably all falls apart, which I think is going to happen very early in the new year here in Victoria, okay, I think that that is inevitable, and I think that when it happens that, you know, that there's going to be a world of hurt, and it's going to come from multiple directions, and it's going to, it's baked in the cake, okay? So usually when I get in, you know, sometimes I don't finish even my farm work until, you know, 10:30, 11 at night. And then I come in, and if I've thought to put a pot of soup on, then that's good. But otherwise I might be eating at midnight. And then it's up at 7 or 8 in the morning to do the whole thing all over again. This is it. So you know, sometimes I manage to squeeze some writing in there because I have to do things like sit by the stove while I'm waiting for the soup to cook. or, you know, while I'm waiting for a kettle to boil, because, you know, these, otherwise I'll walk away from the soup or the kettle. The soup will burn, the kettle will boil and boil and boil and boil. I'll go, oh yeah, that's right, I've got a kettle on the stove and some soup, haven't I? You know, this is it, because I get so into doing a job. So usually I find that if I'm sitting there writing while the soup's cooking, then I stay there and then I think, oh yeah, that's what, I've got soup on the stove, I better get up and stir it. So I get up and stir it, and then I'll sit back down and do the writing. This is my mode of work.
Mine's completely different, which is why it's good to team up with Gwyneth. Mine is, as I do my daily chores, I'll be working on something and I'll go, that's part of the book, I better write it down. And it happens many times a day. So that's how I do it. You know, I go, you know what, I don't think everybody knows how to do it this way. So I write down the tricks and tools of the trade. And I wanted to mention that I've said this, I believe, first. I believe I'm the only broadcaster that uses these exact terms, that this has already begun. The Second Great Depression combined with the Second American Revolution combined with the Second Civil War. I said it's already started. We haven't got, you know, Gwyneth and I have talked about this. But here, USA Prepares, we're the first ones to say this, that it's already started. The lead hasn't been flying as much as it will. But lead's flying. There are random shootings. There are drive-by shootings. People don't even know each other, getting mowed down with machine guns. People are using vehicles and running over people in parades. We have the news today, right here at USA Prepares, was that crime at Netflix, bribes at Netflix. You know that Wells Fargo has been involved in criminal activity. So at the highest levels of corporate management, there's all sorts of, we'll call it white-collar crime. Greed. They want more. Whatever they're being paid, these enormous salaries, they don't seem to be enough. These guys are more greedy than that. And so they steal. They steal from the company. They steal from their own employer. So if you don't think the Second Great Depression, with all of these rising prices and the lack of jobs and the businesses that are closing, and the government's forcing businesses out of business, if you don't think that's the second beginning of Second Great Depression, and if you don't think that people are angry with the government and Joe's telling the media, hey, why don't you guys be nice to me? You know, why do you have to say so many bad things? Joe, it's because you're doing so many bad things. And then Second Civil War, well, aren't people being trained that if they're black, they are a problem? Aren't people being trained that if they're of the yellow race, they're a problem? Aren't people being told if they're the red race, they're a problem? And aren't they being told that if they're of the white race, they're the problem? So we're all being manipulated into pointing guns at each other. Now, we all haven't squeezed the trigger yet, but don't you think that's the next thing that's going to happen? And what Gwyneth and I and the rest of the faculty at USA Prepares has been saying, and it's immutable with us, we don't believe it's going to be fixed. It's going to take 20 years to fix. 20 years. And your job is to keep your head down so you don't get hit by one of those projectiles, a.k.a. bullets, and raise the food, get out of Dodge, prepare and protect your family. And maybe the end of USA Prepares on the radio is a sign from God that, Vinny, you got to spend more time on the farm. You can't do this, you know, 20 hours of preparation a week for the class. You can't do it. You got to take care of your family. You have to take care of your daughter. You have to take care of the boys and your wife. You got to take care of the animals. Get back to job one. That may be what this is all about. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't gotten the full plan yet from what he has in mind for me. But it sure looks like he's giving me some signs. Gwyneth?
Yeah, it's like that scene in the Pirates of the Caribbean movie where all the pirates are standing in a circle holding their signal pistols at each other's heads. You know, I think it's Dead Man's Chest. And, you know, they're all ready to pull the trigger on each other, Jack Sparrow and, you know, Will and, you know, Captain Barbossa and all the whole lot of them, they're all standing in a circle. They've all got two flintlocks, one in each hand, and they're all pointed at the other pirates. That's about how it is. That absolutely sums it up. But it's like this, you know, There's no getting out of this. There's no, and if you're still in the city, what are you thinking? Do you think really that that's going to be a good place for you where you are? You know, there's been an industry that developed in Melbourne. It's been there for about the last 5 or 7 years, and that is people installing security bollards. You know, the yellow parking lot security bollards that people put in parking lots to stop, to sort of direct traffic the way they want it to go, and it's got a lock at the bottom of it. In Melbourne for about the last 5 years, people have been installing those in their driveways to stop their cars from getting carjacked out of their own driveways. And I know people personally who used to live in Melbourne, who don't live in Melbourne anymore, but the reason why they don't live in Melbourne anymore, and the thing that the straw that broke the camel's back, was that they were carjacked in their own driveway by an armed man. And that is an incredibly common occurrence in Melbourne. And that is why that person no longer lives in Melbourne.
I've got some comments about that when we come back and what we've done. We'll be right back with Gwyneth. Serious business today, class.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so you're talking about being carjacked in your own driveway. Well, here at the farm we have some equipment. And what we've done is we park it in the barn. It is jackknifed in the barn. So, for example, we have equipment. It looks like a massive pileup. Everything is going a different direction. And in order to get a tractor out, you need to have a tractor that runs already on site to move a 5,000-pound piece of gear, like a hay baler. You need to be able to move that out of the way. And then before that, you need to move the hay out of the way that's blocking everything in. So, you know, and everything's disabled. Nothing's going anywhere. And we'll hear the noise, and that's when the shooting will start. Okay? The dogs will hear it, and it'll be terrible. So we have already prepared for the carjacking in your own driveway. We talked about groups of people who are being convinced to fight with each other. Well, how about when a university has a black student union or an Asian student union, but not a white student union? How about that? The student union is for all students, but the black student union is only for the blacks, and the Asian student union is only for the Asians. And then the gay student union is only for, you know, the homos. So people are being grouped, and by being grouped, they're being convinced that the other guys are not as good. The whites aren't as good. The blacks aren't as good. The homos aren't as good. So instead of getting along, these groups have, you know, their figurative pistols pointed at each other. That is the second Civil War. It's all wrong. We are one people. One people. Isn't that part of the Pledge of Allegiance? Indivisible. Isn't that what that's about?
One nation under God.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. But there is not. The liberty is gone. The justice is gone. And the for all is gone. So when I say that we've entered the Second Great Depression, Second American Revolution, Second Civil War, class, it's here. It's really here. And honestly, honestly, we do not know how long we're going to be around. So USAPrepares@outlook.com. You know, if you're interested in keeping up with whatever may have happened to us, if anything does happen to us, I can't even say that something is going to happen to us, but I think it's in the cards that we're not going to be around for very long. And the instructors are all upset, all upset. And, you know, we built this the hard way. No benefactor say, hey, y'all, why don't y'all just teach, you know, people how to do stuff. You know, I'll give you $250,000. Instead, here's what happened. Greed with companies like Orscheln and Steel, they sold a defective product that mislabeled it. They said it was premium tractor hydraulic fluid. It was waste oil, flushing oil, waste product, put in a bucket with a good label, with a John Deere saying it was good for John Deere, Case, and all these other tractor brands, Ford, Massey Ferguson, you know, all the names you recognize. And it did over $200,000 worth of damage to our equipment right here on our farm. We're not rich, so we have old equipment, and we keep it running. Orscheln's greed did over $250,000 worth of damage to our farm. Why? Because we bought more of that fraudulently labeled product. As found by the state of Missouri. Missouri said it was fraudulent. It would not lubricate. It destroyed tractors, balers, steering systems. Everything you can think of has been destroyed on our farm. Everything. We were the number three most damaged farm in the world by Orscheln. Number three. Now you know that this is more the dead man switch. And what happened to Orscheln? Well, they were bought by Tractor Supply Company. But they still use the name Orscheln. What we're telling you is you've been lied to by corporate giants. You've been misled. Johnson & Johnson. Merck, IG Farben, all the rest of them. General Motors, Ford. They know how to fix the cars. The oil companies. Do you think the president hasn't gone down the assembly line saying, hey, how many million quarts of oil did we sell this month? Do you think he ever thought about, hey, what do they do with those plastic bottles when they're done? And they pour out the oil. They just throw them in the garbage. They know. They know exactly what they're doing. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. This may be our last.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.